Hey, what's up, Rodney? It's me, Tito Puente Jr. I want you guys to tune in to the latest edition of the podcast, Drums and Rums, right here. Wepa!
Hey all, thanks for tuning in as we continue our five-part video shorts on the legacy of the King of Latin Percussion, Tito Puente. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, follow us on the Apple Podcasts. Give us a five-star rating. Leave us a review. That really helps us out a lot. It lets people know it's in the podcast others should check out. So go ahead and listen on Apple or whatever your favorite podcast player is. So here we go, Tito Puente, awards and recognition. He received 5 Grammys during his lifetime, as well as a posthumous Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1984, he received an honorary degree from the Los Angeles City Council. And in 1990, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I remember seeing the star when I visited LA last year. In 1995, Tito received the Billboard Latin Music Lifetime Achievement Award. And in 1995 also, Tito was awarded an honorary doctorate of music from Berklee College of Music. He guest starred on several TV shows, including The Sesame Street and The Simpsons two-part episode, Who Shot Mr. Burns? You want to check it out? It was aired originally on September 17th, 1995.
Revenge, of course. But why wound his body with bullets when I could set his soul afire with a slanderous mumble? Listen, if you will, to my revenge. Uno, dos, tres.
One. Tito performed at the closing ceremonies at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia. The timbales he used are on display at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. In 1997, he was awarded the National Medal of Arts. And then in 1999, he was inducted into the International Latin Music Hall of Fame. And then later that year, he received an honorary music doctorate degree from Columbia University in New York. Also, on August 20th, 2000, East 110th Street in Spanish Harlem was named Tito Puente Way. And in 2004, an amphitheater was named after him at Luis Munoz Marin Park next to the Roberto Clemente Coliseum in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And in 2005, Tito was honored by Union City, New Jersey, with a star on the Walk of Fame at Union City's Celia Cruz Park. And in September 10th, 2007, a United States Post Office in Spanish Harlem was named after him at a ceremony presided over by House Ways and Means Committee Chair Charles Rangel and Rep. Jose Serrano. In 2011, the U.S. Postal Service issued a commemorative postage stamp in his likeness as part of their Latin Legends series. October 11, 2022, Tito was honored with a Google Doodle in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month. Some of the things that he was recognized and acknowledgments and so forth. So definitely great recognition for Tito and all the influences he's had in bringing music to everybody. So tune in tomorrow for part four of our Celebrating the Life of Music of Tito Puente, where we'll talk about the musicians that were influenced by him. Don't forget that like button on this video and hit the subscribe. Go ahead and come on, join us tomorrow for part four. And then on Saturday, my episode with Tito Puente Jr., where we'll talk a lot more about his dad and the music. Cheers.